Good morning. My name is Paul Frick. I'm one of the elders here at Ironworks Church. I'm not a pastor, just to be clear, but occasionally I get asked to preach. This is an occasion this is a text that I know that Kent has heard and heard and heard and reheard. You're going to hear it again. I get to preach to my pastor. But I'm also preaching to you. I'm preaching about preaching. Is that redundant enough? Do you get the recursion there? I hope so. Because a lot of times when we come and we get ready for the sermon, get ready to hear someone preach, we kind of kick back and get comfortable until someone nudges us and says, it's over. You can open your eyes again now. Listen carefully. This is God's word we're going to be talking about. I'm going to ask Andrew if he will come forward and read the passage, and then we'll pray, and I'll get into it.
Today's reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 through chapter 4, verse 5. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. But as for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, and do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, this is about as sober a charge as we get in scriptures. And it seems like it's aimed squarely at Kent and his heart. But Father, you aim it at all of us. So help us to hear. May the same Holy Spirit that caused these words to be written by the Apostle Paul also work in our hearts. Open our eyes, unstop our ears. Change our hearts of stone to hearts of flesh so that we might see and hear and believe what you say to us today. For we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I'll be honest and open with you from the beginning. You're going to see me confused this morning. For the last 25 years, I've been wearing glasses. And in the last 6 weeks, I've gotten some new eyes. So sometimes I need glasses, and sometimes I don't. So if I put them on, and I think, y'all look fuzzy, it's because I'm just used to putting glasses on. If I look down at my notes, and I think, they look fuzzy, it's because I still need glasses to read. So please, be charitable with me. I went to my first Presbyterian church service when I was about 14 years old. I had grown up in a liberal church where the pastor each week would preach basically what the headlines were for that week. I had become a Christian in a non-denominational congregation where the pastor preached whatever the hot topic was for that week. It would be biblically based, but very much a verse here, a verse there. So I go into this Presbyterian church not knowing what to expect. I'm a teenager. Guys, think about that. I'm a teenager, and the pastor gets up and says, "If you're new here, my name is Herb Bailey, and I'm going to tell you I'm about to begin a new series. I am preaching my way through the Gospel of Mark." I thought, what's up with that? He said, "You may be asking, what's up with that?" I love it when a pastor does that. He said, "You may be wondering why a pastor would preach through a whole book of the Bible. Let me tell you. I will be preaching chapter by chapter, verse by verse, line by line, because all of it is important. This approach to preaching means I can't skip the hard parts. It means you get to hear all of what God has said." That statement changed the way that I heard, the way that I listened to preaching. As I listened, I wasn't listening to a guy simply making a religious reflection. I wasn't simply receiving information, getting a data dump. Pastor Bailey didn't bounce around dealing with the hot topic of the moment. Instead, he went verse by verse, line by line, through the life of Jesus. If you've read the Gospel of Mark, you know it's all about Jesus, the busy servant of God. The most common word in the Gospel of Mark is "and." There was a guy who actually did his doctoral dissertation on the consecutive uses of "kai," the Greek word for "and," in the New Testament. It's like, "and then," "and straight away," "and immediately." Jesus was doing this and that and the other. He was a busy man serving the Lord. And I got to hear this from Pastor Bailey. It changed the way I listened to preaching. From the beginning, Ironworks Church has been characterized by this approach to preaching. Going through books, going line by line, verse by verse. Even topical series, when we do them, and they do happen here occasionally, even then, they're preached from a whole text of Scripture, not a word here or a word there. We find a passage that encapsulates the thing that we're talking about. It's our goal to preach the whole counsel of God, not just the parts we like. At the same time, I got to be honest. I grew up in a world that was very different from this world. We had tablets, but they were made of paper. And you would unfold them and you would kind of read them. Okay, newspapers. Does anybody get a newspaper today? No, I didn't think so. We look at preaching as being as archaic as a newspaper. Why should I sit there and listen to a guy speak ad infinitum, ad nauseum? What has he got to say to me? When you think of preaching, what kind of things go through your mind? So I did an informal poll survey. I guess census would be the closest thing because I didn't give people a chance to back out. What is preaching? Well, it's boring. It's a long harangue. It's a method of telling people what they already believe. We call that preaching to the choir. It may be gifted public speaking, like Steve Jobs giving, introducing the iPhone, or somebody giving a TED Talk. It can be a sales job. It can be a snow job. It can be entertainment. That's when we sit back in the pew and go, "Boy, this better be good." Those are all ways that we look at preaching in today's society. Preaching generally is not something you want to have applied to you. My mom just sat me down and preached to me because I was late. Let's reframe that word preaching. How does the Bible approach preaching? The basic idea, the fundamental idea of preaching is that it is proclamation. It's verbal. It's public. It is instructive. It teaches. It does all these things. But it's more than that. Preaching is holding forth the name of Jesus Christ as Lord, as Savior, as someone who has the right and the authority to tell us how should we then live, who has the wisdom to say, here's how life can look. Here's how life should look. And we can't look at that and say, Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about. God, who do you think you are? If you ever ask that question of God, I can tell you, he's going to answer, I'm God. Who do you think you are? All too often the answer is, well, I think I'm God. I determine what I believe, what I do. Preaching goes and tells us what God has said. It takes it, like I said, it's not a mere information dump. Preaching takes the Word of God and contextualizes it into such a way that you hear it and you go, that's what that means. That's what I should believe. That makes sense. That fits what I've seen in life this week. Do you have any idea how hard that is? In a room this size, do you have any idea how impossible that is? Kent has been here for over 2 years. You know what? He doesn't know what's in your heart. He doesn't know what's in your mind. He may be acquainted with you. He may be friends with you. He's a great guy. But he can't get inside you. So when he preaches, he takes the Word of God and he gives it to you, all the while praying that the Holy Spirit will do his work and take that word and unpack it in your heart and mind. What do we preach? We preach the whole of the Bible. Chapter 3, verse 15, I love the way that... Glasses. I love the way that Paul puts this. From childhood, he's talking to Timothy. From childhood, you've been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. We preach Jesus. We preach Jesus. Did you catch that? We preach Jesus. Because all the scriptures speak of him. Because he is the Savior. Because he embodies the love of God. Because there's salvation in no other name. We preach Jesus from the Old Testament. Because those scriptures speak of him in terms of the promised one who would come. The righteous king. The perfect priest who would offer himself as a sacrifice. The prophet who didn't just speak the words of God. He is the Word of God. We preach Christ. He is our Savior. He's our Lord. This is the part of preaching that is not fun. Jesus, the scripture says, is the righteous judge. He is one who looks at our lives and says, I lived life perfectly. Your Father says, you shall be holy because I am holy. Are you holy? He's the righteous judge. That's part of his office as king. But when we preach Christ, we do more than say, he's the guy who's going to get you. We preach that the Father so loved the world that he sent his Son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. We preach the Son of God who, for love, looked at the cross and said, it's not worth comparing with what I'm getting by laying down my life. We preach the God who sends his Holy Spirit into people like me. And he takes my heart that is so bent on running away from him and turns me back to him. What good is preaching? It is the means that God uses to change people. It is the means that God uses. I'm going to date myself again. This is worse than newspapers. My granddad used to talk about the preacher. And he'd say, he wasn't preaching today. That man was meddling. God is a meddling God. I just had surgery on both of my eyes. I have had a number of surgeries on my eyes. And I'm still getting healing from that. Part of it means learning to look with new vision. God is the one who gives us new vision. He is the one who changes the way that we perceive things. He is the one who changes the way that we hear things. There was a lady named Rebecca Manley Pippert who wrote a book, Out of the Salt Shaker Into the World. Great book on evangelism. She was sitting in a university classroom as a student, and she had made no secret of her faith, and her professor made no secret of the fact that he despised her faith and all Christians. God is a crutch for the weak. He said, why would you put your trust in a myth, in a fable? Then one day, he came to class and said, I'm going to have to cancel class today. I have to cancel class because my daughter has run off with an older man. And he is going to crush her. And Rebecca stood up and said, sir, it doesn't matter. According to you, we're all accidents anyway. Just bits of protoplasm. You have no hope. That's a hard thing to say. But the heart behind that was, she had also told this same guy, when you ridicule the scriptures, you need to understand the Bible is God's love letter to his people. It's where he exposes his heart and his ways to them. You don't get the Bible because you've been reading someone else's mail. The preacher preaches to the people of God, and he preaches to those whom the Holy Spirit is calling to faith. Which of those are you this morning? When you hear the word of God, you say, this is God speaking to me. When you hear the word of God, does he grip you by your heart? Does he engage your mind? That's what preaching is. All right. Moving on. Preaching can be tough both to do, can also be tough to receive. So let's deal with some of that a little, just real fast. How do you hear preaching? The Westminster Shorter Catechism has a great question and answer that deals with this. How is the Word of God made effectual to salvation? The Word of God, the Spirit of God, makes the reading, but especially the preaching of the Word, an effective means of convincing and converting sinners, and of building them up in holiness and comfort through faith and salvation. How's the Word of God made effectual? The Spirit works. God works. So what do you do? Some practical considerations to make listening to a sermon easier. One, get enough sleep Saturday night. My parents used to tell me, and I'm dating myself again, Saturday Night Live means Sunday morning dead. If you stay up late Saturday night, you're going to have a rough time getting up Sunday morning. It happens. So be deliberate Saturday night. Go to bed early. Understand how you learn. We have some teachers in this congregation. You know you've got all kinds of different students. Some of them are constantly in motion. They're kinetic. They need something. They need activity to help them get it. Some of them are auditory. All you have to do is say it, and it's ingrained in their little brain forever. Some of them are as mixed up as I am. I do all sorts of things. I draw. I take notes. The physical act of writing helps put it in my head. Seeing what I'm doing visual, auditory, kinetic, all those crazy things. Figure out what gets into your heart and then apply that to the sermon. Listen to it. You know, we do Doodle Sunday, the kid's sketching, the kid's drawing. Drive the sermon home into your own heart. Minimize distractions. Cell phones. I'm just going to stop right there. Cell phones. Children. I grew up in a church where kids were considered nothing more than a nuisance and a distraction. We would get rid of them during the service and bring them in afterwards. Children can be a distraction. They can be hard. And as hard as you may be thinking, I can't concentrate, won't that family do anything about their kids, think about the parents. You know, trying to keep control, trying to do things. But let me offer you this. One of the reasons that we have our kids in our service, one of the reasons we do Doodle Sunday, one of the reasons we don't send them out so that we can have some peace and quiet, is because kids tend to learn by what they see and what they hear. We can put them in a class with teachers, and the teachers will teach their hearts out. But the people kids learn from most effectively is their parents. If they see their parents worshiping, if they hear their parents praying, if they see their parents singing and sing along with them, if they see that this is where they belong, rather than being told this is not where they belong, it changes the way they look at God, changes the way they look at church. You know, I got to confess, there are times when I want to go get some duct tape, do a little silent acoustic treatment. But I got to think about Jesus, who, when the disciples tried to turn away kids who wanted to come up and have Jesus pray for them, he said, no, let the kids come. Let the kids come. Is it a distraction? Yes. But you're an adult. Get through it. So what are we trying to achieve by preaching? What are the results? Preaching is how God teaches us. It's how he reproves us. It's how he corrects us. Okay, question. What's the difference between reproof and correction? Reproof is saying you have a problem. Correction is saying, here's how you get past that. Here's how you fix the problem. God doesn't just sit there and shake his finger and say, you're bad. He comes and says, I am the Savior. I am the Redeemer. I am here to make you new. He changes us, and he does it through preaching. The end goal is so that the man of God, the woman of God, the child of God, every believer, not just Kent, not just the elders, so that every believer may be fully equipped to do the work of ministry. We have a pastor. We have a whole church full of ministers. And if you feel like that job is bigger than you are, listen to the preaching. Listen to the preaching. God will equip you. My pastor Bailey went to be with the Lord many, many years ago. But he has a legacy in men like Kent who preach the word of God. I know we got some guys who are going to be going to seminary. Let the word dig into your heart. But I pray that when the pressures of ministry come to you, and they will, believe me, when you get poked, I hope you bleed gospel. Preach the word. Hear the word. Be changed by God. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we have so many self-help programs. preaching is not that. It says that we cannot help ourselves. We depend upon you. Thank you for proving yourself dependable. Thank you, Lord, for being the God who changes us, who saves us, who makes us new. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.